Mom, I've got a boyfriend. I say it twice more, testing out how it sounds. I know this will be one of those happy sad times, like finding out I got into the university, then finding out my friends didn't. I'm not ready for those talks like Sabrina gives me after I meet him during her shift, and she's all like, "Sweet thing, you've got to be careful. That boy's gonna break your heart in two." Arms crossed, eyebrow arched, Sabrina asks me what protection I'm using and won't let me wheel away, damn brake locks, until I answer. "It's not like that," I blush, remembering when he kissed me after coffee before he gently pushed me to class. "I've seen the way he looks at you." Sabrina stacks books on my desk. "It's gonna be that way soon. You're not careful." But I can't not call Mom, have a conversation she's probably been hoping for. "Mom, I've got a boyfriend." I brace myself for the freak out, the calls for my sisters later tonight. I picture his face, lit up talking philosophy as we study, knees touching, hearts pounding, eager to take the risk.